AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to re-establish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. That is, talks between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war in Ukraine entered a second day. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia has expired.
Spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the Kremlin regrets the New START treaty's expiration. President Vladimir Putin said a year ago he was ready to stick with the pact's limits for another year if Washington did the same. President Trump rejected that and today says he wants a new deal.
The president wants to have our nuclear experts work on a new, improved, and modernized treaty that can last long into the future.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. The president's also said he wants China to be part of a new treaty, which Beijing has rebuffed. At the UN, spokesman Stefan Guzharik calls this a grave moment for international peace.
For the first time in more than half a century, we face a world without any binding limits on the strategic nuclear arsenals of the Russian Federation and the United States of America.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. and Iran are set for talks tomorrow in Oman over Tehran's nuclear program. In Arizona, investigators believe Savannah Guthrie's mother is still out there, but they've not identified any suspects. FBI Special Agent in Charge Heath Janke.
If someone has Nancy and is demanding the ransom, that there is communication with the family. We talked about there has been no proof of life, and there was no other demands within that letter. So they're still waiting for communication.
Job openings fell in December to the lowest level since 2020. Jobless claims jumped last week. A 30-year mortgage is holding just above 6.1%. This is AP News.
Giannis Antetokounmpo remained with the Milwaukee Bucks while plenty of other players changed addresses as the NBA trade deadline passed. The two-time MVP had been the center of attention heading into the trade deadline on Thursday. Amid reports, the Bucks started listening to offers. Memphis's Ja Morant also hadn't been traded as of the 3 p.m. Eastern deadline. Indiana acquired Ivica Zubac from the LA Clippers. Minnesota got Ayo Dosunmu from Chicago, and New York landed Jose Alvarado from New Orleans. Washington acquired Anthony Davis, and Cleveland got James Harden in trades earlier this week. I'm Geffen Coolball.
There are 8 games in the NBA tonight, 7 in the NHL before it takes a break for the Winter Olympics. The U.S. women's hockey team opened the Milan Cortina Games with a 5-1 win over Czechia today. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.